Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Today we are airing the final segment of Dr. Brian Chappell's recent message, Celebrating Generations, that he shared at our recent CEF fall fundraiser. We hope you enjoy.
Almost everybody who looks at what has happened, those who are now nominal evangelicals, nominal Roman Catholics, and nominal mainline, they are now forming the largest and fastest growing spiritual group in the country. What is that known? It's the rise of the nuns. I'm spiritual but not religious. I believe in God, but I'm not going to associate with that Roman Catholic Church with all those priest molesters. Oh, those mainliners who just talk about philosophy like the rest of the church. Or those evangelicals who are the hypocrites, right? Because they're so mean and bigoted and hate people and won't let love have a chance. They come out. They've grown roughly 1% per year, every year since 2000. People who are, I believe in God, I just don't want to be associated with the institutional church. This number, depending on, is between 25 and 30% of American culture. It's the largest demographic now, right? Larger than evangelical, larger than mainline, larger than, because all of these are shrunk, larger than Roman Catholic, the largest demographic, it would be the largest church, if you will, in the country, are religious nuns. Still believe in God, but not associate with the institutional church. They need the church to show realistically what it means to love Jesus, because this is what will happen. I'm going to do the numbers here again. Two-thirds leave, one-third come back. The third that's coming back right now are the millennials. But don't you dare believe that's all who can come back. If you turn this into a legalistic rabbit's foot, you're going to hurt people. But it is just not true that two-thirds of young people leave the church when they graduate high school if their family, you have the influence of parents again, if their family has been regularly involved in a Bible-believing church and practices what they hear at home. That means prayer, read the Bible stories to children, take the children to church, live as a gracious people, talk humbly and lovingly about people who disagree with you, show Jesus to your children. 90% says focus on the family. 90% of those children continue in the church. Not two-thirds leave. 90% continue. Prayer is regular in the home. Bible is regular in the home. But living consistently for Christ. Now, listen, we can just be Pharisees and hurt everybody, right? Train up a child the way he's going. When he's old, he'll not depart from it, right? Your child is struggling now in his teenage years. You must be a terrible parent. No. Everybody struggles in their teenage years, right? All parents fail somehow. But if we're living consistently, if prayer is a regular part of our homes, I'm a big advocate of Christian education. If Christian education is where, look what's happening in the public schools. You've got less than 3% of people regularly in the public schools, children, seeing around them anybody living the faith. If you've got teachers and parents and fellow Christians who are showing your child what it means, and people they respect are living the Christian faith, 90% remain in the faith. That's still saying it's up to the Lord, right? And that child, you can't control it. But it doesn't mean we're hopeless. Why? It's so much of what Katrina said. Because the Holy Spirit is alive and well. Right? When things get so bad, you know what normally happens in American culture? Revival breaks out. Those millennials say what? Can't somebody help my child? Isn't there some hope? And we say there is. Christ changes people, and His Holy Spirit is alive and well. We rejoice to read of our child saying, trust next year to Jesus. But we remember the turning point. And those of you who are from Grace Church, you may have heard me say before, all right, we were really worried for Katie. We were really worried. And so I stepped down from the pulpit one Sunday morning and I urged this congregation, please pray for our daughter. We are worried for her. I'll pray for your children. Will you pray for my child? And people came down, and Michael Jackson, who was heading campus outreach, put his arm around me, and it was about 12:15 because the sermon had gone long. Yes, I know. And he put his arm around me, and he prayed for Katie. Katie was at that point living with our second son out in Colorado. He said, come live with us. We'll support you and help you. And she tired of that church because it's all parents with young kids in his church, you know? And I just don't feel out of place. So she had learned about another church and the young people there, like her age. So she went. And she went to that church that Sunday morning, and there were not a lot of young people in that church of her age. And so when they were singing the final song, she kind of, you know, edged to the back pew and then headed out the door. And just as Michael Jackson had his arm around me, praying for Katie, as Katie was heading out the door of that church, a young woman grabbed her and said, hey, are you looking for the young people here? They're all out on a camping trip. Come back next week. She found hope. She found joy. She found a husband. And we believe in the Holy Spirit. Same moment that we were praying here, God was reaching her there. We are not hopeless against these dynamics. We have people who are desperate for hope, and we have it. Child Evangelism Fellowship is speaking not just to the children, Katrina said it, but to their parents. There's hope for you. And we have it, and it will help your child. Here's an organization that does tremendous work. I pray you will support it. Father, I thank you for this work and pray that you would help us see where we can leverage our resources for the work of the gospel. Thank you for churches that believe your word, that believe that Jesus died for our sin, that he forgives people and claims their children and loves them forever. Help us to believe it too, so that we not only live for the Savior, but share him through those organizations and people who love telling children about Jesus. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Dr. Brian Chappell's message of hope in the midst of our dark world and our wayward culture, that we can celebrate generations, especially when we come together as adults to focus, engage, and intentionally minister to our children and youth who are the future generation and point them to our only sure hope and answer that's found in Christ. We appreciate all the transformational information that Dr. Chappell shared with us that evening at our CEF event, which is only deepened and further driven home by the special music that closed out our program. We hope you enjoyed listening to the final music selection that was shared that evening by Jairo Arbizu, which summed up our heart response to the message that we heard, that the Lord, until He comes again, would find us faithful.
Pilgrims on a journey of a narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary. Their lives are steering testament to God's unchanging way. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, Let us run the race, not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us. Let us leave to those behind us the legacy of faithfulness passed on through godly lives. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light. That we lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. All our hopes and dreams have come and gone, and our children sift through all we've left behind. May the truth that they discover, the memories they uncover, become the light that leads them to the road we each must find. Find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey.
Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. We appreciate your prayers and support for our CF ministry here in Illinois and also for this weekly radio program. Please pray with us and for us as we come to the end of this ministry year, that the Lord would provide all that we need and enable us in the future to continue to minister to children both here in Central Illinois and across the state, and reaching children both near and far with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you again for your ministry partnership, and we hope you join us again next week on Telling Future Generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
So please tell me again.